Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his righteous name. He has done great things. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we praise you. We declare your name in all the earth. You're great and you're mighty and you're great. How great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Father God, as we come this morning, we come with a grateful heart and we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father, we ask that you would forgive us right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. We thank you for the blood. The blood, the whole blood, hallelujah, the powerful blood, the magnificent, the divine blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we honor you, Father, in Jesus' name. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And Father, now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you, Father, for your divine protection. We say thank you for your miracles. We say thank you for opening doors, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We honor him, we bless him, and we welcome you, you, and you. Thank you for being here on this morning. Glory be to God as we begin our day with him. Maybe it's afternoon or evening, wherever you are, amen. But we can always begin again, amen, with him, in him. It's in him we live, move, and have our being, amen. So we thank God for this moment in time, amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone, amen, that believeth, amen. And we are believers. Hallelujah. We are sanctified believers. We are bona fide believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can bow now or you can bow later, baby. I don't care which direction you're going. Amen. You're going to end up in Bow City. Amen. Because you're going to bow. Amen. And so we bless the Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We want to invite you, amen, visit our website at lifewayjesus.org. Amen, find out more about our ministry. Amen, and hallelujah, our work in this part of God's vineyard. Amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. Amen. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 5. Amen. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Bible. Amen, hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. They call it the Amplified Bible because that's what it does. It amplifies. Amen. Because sometimes you need just a little bit more help, but there's no help like you can get from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will break that thing down for you in a way that has never been heard before. Amen. Deep calleth unto deep. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Let us begin reading in verse number 5. No man will be able to stand before you to oppose you as long as you live. Just Just as I was present with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and confident and courageous, for you will give this people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers, to their ancestors, to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. My God, my God, my God, what a scripture. Oh, my God, what a promise. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We labeled this teaching this morning. Amen. Nothing undone. Nothing undone. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, in our scripture on this morning, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, where we pick up in the book of Joshua, the very, very first chapter, amen, Moses is dead now. Moses did a wonderful job. I mean, those 120 years, amen, was just magnificent. His life was broken down into three 40-year segments. The first 40 years he spent in Pharaoh's court, being drawn out of the waters as a baby. The second part of his 40 years up to age 80, he was in the wilderness. And then the last 40 years, amen, he was a humble. The Bible, amen, speaks very, very highly of Moses. Now, people want to focus on the one thing he did wrong. And this, people always want to pinpoint what you did wrong. You know, and forget about, you know, all the years, amen, that you did something right. But Moses was okay with God. Moses was, God was well pleased with Moses' life. All right, glory be to God. His flesh got in the way a little bit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. So what's our excuse? Moses wasn't filled with this Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God came upon him. And he messed up, glory be to God. But we have God in us, so what's our excuse? See, so we're not going to point fingers at him. Amen, hallelujah. Moses was dead. God buried him. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for his journey. Thank God for his history. Amen, that we read about Moses. Amen, the Jews. Amen, hallelujah. Just about every religion, amen, beloved, amen, tie into to Brother Moses. Amen. But now Joshua was in charge. Thank God for our predecessors. Thank God for our predecessors. God had, amen, named the predecessor, amen, to continue on, because the vision outlives you, beloved. The work of the Lord goes on. Hallelujah. It doesn't stop when, or shouldn't stop when a person dies. And sometimes it does, because they didn't get their house in order. They didn't get their business in order. See, so the pastor dies and the church closes down. See, the pastor dies and everybody scatters. This person going to this church. This person not going to church no more. You see, glory be to God. Well, I know one particular church, glory be to God, and I'm telling you, beloved, when I was coming up, they did all type of things to raise money. Amen. They was having services. They were selling dinners. Amen. They was raising holy money. Amen. To pay for that church. That church was paid for lock, stock, and barrel in South Philadelphia. Pastor died. Pastor died. I don't even think it was 5 years later. Church was boarded up. Glory be to God. They had apartments on top. I hear they was up there pimping women. Glory be to God. In the apartments on top, boarded up. And I don't know what the church is now. Church was paid for. Church paid all that hard work and tithe money and offering money and sacrifice. You know, back in the day, our foreparents, they didn't play. They mortgaged their house. They put a mortgage on their house and bring that money to the church. See, we don't have that type of commitment today. That's why a lot of churches are struggling. Because this generation here don't really believe in tithe paying. Now, they want to run with the lie that the tithe is for the Old Testament. See, they want to run with the lie. See, but our foreparents, those patriarchs and matriarchs who held the church up, glory be to God, it was on their back. Not only did they hold the church up, they held America up. America today is standing, amen, because of the blood, sweat, and tears of our foreparents. Working, 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 working for a couple of dollars. Holding up America, working, working, working for a couple of dollars to send their children to college. And a lot of them didn't even finish high school. Glory be to God. The church back in the day, you couldn't let the pastor stand up and say the church needed something. Let me tell you something. Those mothers and fathers got it done. Oh, God bless their souls. God bless their souls. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a whole different time now. It's a whole different time, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. Anybody in leadership today got to know that God called them. Look, you just got to know God called you. Because, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. Amen, hallelujah. So Moses was dead. Joshua took over. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And behind, Joshua was in the middle, beloved. Anybody feel like they in the middle of life? They you in the middle of your journey? Amen. You can't go back. You can't go forward. Sometimes you feel like you're stuck. Amen. Well, when Joshua looked behind him, glory be to God, hallelujah, behind him was the wilderness. Huh? Hallelujah. Where God has supernaturally provided for them. What a testimony. What a day. Glory be to God. But when Joshua looked before him, beloved, it was the land that God had promised. And he was in the middle. He was in the middle. Glory be the wilderness behind him, the promise before him. Some of us feel the same way today. Glory be to God. We look in our back. We look backwards and see where God brought us from. And we giving God some praise. See, and we look before us. Amen. And we see God's promise that we haven't attained as of yet. See, it's like being stuck in the hallway. See, all the doors are closed. Ah, come on, somebody. Somebody say what to do when you don't know what to do. Ha, ha, ha. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that's the journey in life, beloved. That's why we walk by faith. That's why we walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What did we say? Amen. A couple days ago. Amen. You got to look in the spirit and see. We look at those things that are not seen. Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God some praise on today. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. So here, beloved, in our scripture this morning, Joshua and the children of Israel was preparing themselves to cross the Jordan River to take possession of the land. So you got to prepare yourself for the cross. God ain't going to give it to you until you're ready for it now. Now, you can sit around and daydream about it, talk about it, and everything else, but unless you're ready for it, it ain't coming. And you ought to be happy, because let me tell you, a blessing out of season could be a curse. Glory be to God. And we can look at Solomon's life and some other of the Bible characters, beloved, and find out. Glory be to God. You give birth to that baby, and that baby only 4 or 5 months old, the survival rate is not going to be that good. Huh? Hallelujah. Now that baby in intensive care for months, amen, if it can make it. But they had prepared themselves to cross the Jordan River to take possession of the land, because that's where the blessing was. Beloved, I keep telling you, God don't bless you from anywhere. God don't bless you from anywhere. God bless you from somewhere. Now, couldn't you trying to tell me God couldn't have brought the promised land to them? He couldn't have. Of course he could have. God could do anything. No, God brought them to the land. God trying to take you somewhere. We sitting around waiting for God to bring it to us, and God trying to take us to it. Hallelujah. But God had placed a powerful key to prosperity in Joshua's hand. God told Joshua to focus his spiritual vision upon the commandments he had given them and not turn from the law to the left or to the right. He said, don't you make a turn. Walk straight. Woo! Hallelujah. Straight up. Straight up, baby. So he said, straight and narrow is the way. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. The Spirit, hallelujah, told Paul, amen, hallelujah. When Saul's name was changed to Paul, amen, he said, go over there on Straight Street. Now you're going to find some help on Straight Street. Ah, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, our walk with God is a straight journey. Hallelujah. We can't be turning to the left and to the right. Listen to everybody's opinion. See, because everybody got something to say. They just want to hear their own self speak. You know, people just, you know, they just feel good when they saying something or think they're contributing. But there's a time to be silent also. Hallelujah. But God told him, beloved, in verse number 7, I just read it to you. Look, I hope you're taking notes. Let's read it again. Amen. Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 7. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or to the right, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. And I'm thinking we're misconstrued, beloved, because we think that we can do whatever we want to do and God going to bless it. He said, if you're going to be blessed, glory be to God, when you do what I tell you to do without trying to make amendments to it, modifications to it, not turning to the left, not turning to the right. Glory be to God. Walking straight in the commandments I gave you. Hallelujah. Don't try to add nothing to it. Don't try to take nothing away. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing other, nothing else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This was God. And then God said, and when you do this, when you obey me to the letter, then you will prosper. Wheresoever you go, don't make no difference where you go, you're going to be prosperous. Don't make no difference if you in the hood, if you in the suburbs, if you in the mountain, if you in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, hallelujah, to Florida, California, or the Bahamas, be the God, hallelujah. Woo! Watch out, baby. Hallelujah. When you're walking with that anointing to prosper. Hallelujah. Everything you touch prospers. People trying to get around you because they know if they could just get in your circle, they're in good hands. Huh? That's what God will do, beloved, when we obey him. God told him not
to allow the book of the law to depart from his mouth, but to meditate upon it day and night. He was to keep it continually upon his heart and mind, so that he would do all God had commanded him. Keep your mind on the word. Beloved, if we told the truth today, glory be to God, we would be embarrassed to let people know what's on our mind. And the worst answer you can give is nothing. What you thinking about, bro? What you thinking about, sister? Nothing. What's on your mind? Nothing. What? Hallelujah. That's wide open for the devil. I mean, the devil can just have a heyday in your mind, hey, because you ain't thinking on nothing. See? Or them, well, I was just thinking about how I'm going to pay my bills, and I was just going to think about, you know, how we was going to do this, and I want to do this, and I'm just wondering how we going to, you know, launch this and do that, and why are you worrying? Your worryation, amen, erases your faith, and your faith erases your worryation, because you can't have both at one time. Now, one going to have dominion. See? Instead of us locking into what did God say about it? What is God's promise on this? Then that's where we need to be thinking on. Come on now. Write a song. Sing a song. Make up your own song. You don't always have to sing Yolanda Adams. Thank God for her. I love her music. You can make your own music. You can make your own song, your own lyric. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Now, this is what I need you to see right here now. This is where we need to see, because God's people, especially in this generation, they got it mixed up. They're going to live any kind of way they want to live, do whatever they want to do, and want God to bless it. God don't bless no mess. Never did, never will. The key to prosperity for the children of Israel was their obedience. That was it. Glory be to God. We can make excuses all day long. All day. Well, Pastor, you know, I'm only human. Yeah, what else? Yeah, you know, because I make limits, because, you know, we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm, yeah, what else? Okay, go ahead, get it all out. Okay, you finish? Okay, now when you going to ask God to forgive you? God said if a man fall down, he get back up again. When you going to get up? When you going to get up, glory be to God, ask God to forgive you and keep going? When you going to do that? See, you ain't planning on doing that because you like where you're at. And you just want to stay right there and make excuses for why you're there. Beloved, let me tell you something. Not one place in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation does God accept one excuse. You show me. Please call me. Text me. All right? And show me the scripture where God, amen, accepts your excuses. Now, I'm waiting for you to show it to me because it ain't there. And this is why we have the blood of Jesus. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See? But you got to confess, meaning you're godly sorry, meaning that you want God to forgive you and you don't intend to do it again. That's what it means, beloved, to repent. Glory be to God. And this is what God told Joshua. God told Joshua that as he obeyed his commandments. Now look. There's some heavy stuff right here. Look in verse number eight. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. It don't get no plainer than that. God said, you want to succeed? You want to be prosperous? You want to? He said, then do what I tell you to do. The disciples had been fishing all night, didn't catch a thing. These were experienced fishermen. Jesus said, go back out there again and throw the net to the right. You see how specific he is? He didn't say throw it to the left. He didn't say throw it any way you want to throw it. Just get the net in the water. No, he didn't say that. He said throw it to the right. See, God is trying to tell us to go right, but we want to go left and think that we got God's blessings. Because we say, I'm saved. Yeah, you're saved, but you're not obedient. You just are hard-headed and stubborn. And the Bible says that stubbornness is as witchcraft. You're stubborn. You're rebellious. Huh? Come on now. Glory be to God. Write this scripture down. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 19. And let's read 19 and 20. If ye be willing and obedient, somebody need to underline that in your Bible because it's there. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now, anything that come out of God's mouth, you need to pay attention, because it will never return unto him void. See, a lot of times we willing, but we ain't obedient. Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yeah, all right, let's get it done. And everybody's still looking for you. You missing in action. God can't even find you. You missing in action. Well, I was just thinking, I'm going to wait until next week. No, I was just thinking, and you're going to let the devil talk you out your blessing. You was willing, but you wasn't obedient. You never came through on what God told you to do. Then on the other hand, you got those who are obedient, but they ain't willing. Yeah, I'm going to do it, but I don't know why. And they mumbling and grumbling the whole time. I don't know why can't nobody else do it. I ain't the only one over here that know how to do this. You got other people, they got gifts too, and they just so lazy. Just like the children in the wilderness. You doing it, but you're huffing and puffing and throwing things down and slamming doors, and you ain't getting no reward in that. God said, you got to be willing and obedient. Your attitude got to be straight. Your spirit got to be straight. You got to do it because you want to do it and not because nobody making you do it. They're the ones. God said, now the blessing cometh. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, blessing cometh to me. Yeah. Now the blessing cometh. Woo! God told Joshua that as he obeyed his commandments, that's the secret to success. You know, it's so simple, but we keep missing it. We trying to replace it, and you know what I mean, and with something else. See, and all God is looking for is your obedience. He said, Jesus said, if you love me, okay, all right. Let's take it down. Now, and I showed you all the scriptures there in the Old Testament. Now, let me take you to the New Testament. Jesus said, beloved, in St. John chapter number 14, verse 15. Remember, and while you're there in the 14th chapter, read the whole thing today. He says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. All right, stop. If you love me, you will obey me. If you love, I love Jesus, you love Jesus. Yeah, I love Jesus. Okay, then why are you not obeying him? Why are you not obeying the word? Well, I was just thinking, you know, it don't take all that. And, you know, and we got all this rhetoric. And we think we sound good. We got all this rhetoric. And ain't nobody impressed. Because when it all, beloved, it all sums up, God wants to know, amen, only those who do the will of my Father. Only those who obey. Only those who obey. Obedience is your ticket in. And your flesh don't never want to cooperate. Your flesh don't want you to be blessed. Your flesh wants you to be naughty. Your flesh wants to do its thing. See, because you wrestling. See, the flesh is wrestling against the spirit, and the spirit is wrestling against the flesh. Your spirit say, hey, let's do this thing. Let's glorify the Lord. And your flesh say, now you know you're tired. Now you know you're tired. Now you just don't, you just need to stay in the day. You just don't tell, call them up and tell them you ain't coming. All right? Use some common sense, girl. Or your flesh going to talk you out of your blessing every time. This is why you was made in the image of God. When you was made in the image of God, that means your spirit, your soul, and your body, not your body, your soul, and your spirit. Your spirit should be calling the shots. But you can only do that, beloved. Amen. If you're fed up, if you're strong, when I say fed up, that means if you're feeding your spirit. If you're feeding your spirit, now your spirit has a strength. If you're not feeding your spirit with prayer and in the word, your spirit is weak, because you're feeding your flesh more than you're feeding your spirit. You're feeding your flesh 3, 4, 5 times a day, and you're feeding your spirit whenever you get around to it. And if you only ate 1 or 2 times a week, amen, how would your flesh react? Your flesh would be very weak, wouldn't it? I'm so weak. I've been fasting. I'm so weak. Yeah, because you didn't feed your flesh. So your flesh is weak. But guess what? When you don't feed your spirit is weak. This is why God says pray without ceasing, so your spirit don't get weak. Get into that word every day. And glory be to God, and give your spirit some vitamins and some nutrients. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joshua took hold of that key to prosperity, and God poured promised blessings upon the children of Israel. But let me tell you something. God ain't just not going to hand it to you or give it to you. God going to pour it on you. You ever stood out in the rain and the rain poured down on you? God said he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. My sookie, 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 sookie. Let me tell you something, baby, when it pour. Because the law of gravity hits, baby, hallelujah. When you get hit, you hit. When that blessing hit you, glory be to God, blessings running over. And where in the heck all this come from? That's the blessing that's been poured out of heaven. They ain't deserved all that, huh? That's between them and God. See? Because some people obedient, and you can't even see it because you too disobedient to see what they doing. It ain't even for you to see. God knows, amen, who's serving him and who ain't serving him. God knows the faithful from the unfaithful. God knows, amen, the fruitful from the fruitless. God knows the ones that speak the lie and ones that speak the truth. God knows who's in the spirit and who's in the flesh. Oh, baby, let me tell you, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. And when your season comes, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Baby, when your season come, let me tell you something. Can't no devil in hell stop it or block it. Let me tell you, let me go a little bit deeper. When your season come, you can't even stop it or block it. Because the baby is here. Baby, when it's time for that baby to come forth and that water break, I don't care what you do. You can't push that baby back up in that womb. That baby coming forth, if you like it or not. It's going to come forth in the back of the police car. It's going to come forth on somebody's porch. That baby don't care where you at. That baby going to come forth. Baby, when God pour out his blessings on you, don't make no difference where you at. That blessing's going to pour out on you. My God, because God's word is true. Either you believe it or you don't, but it's still true. Joshua kept all of the commandments that God spoke through Moses. He left nothing undone. That's my point to you today. And you got to get it. Joshua left nothing undone. Okay, well, I got my list here, y'all. Okay, so we did everything but this and did everything but that. Joshua went down the checklist, and everything God told Joshua to do, Joshua did it. Beloved, what about you? What is that thing God been telling you to do? You've been hoping God going to change his mind? You've been trying to brush it off on somebody else and make all these excuses. Aren't you tired of the excuses? Don't you feel so unfulfilled lying to yourself? The Bible says, amen, your religion is in vain. Glory be to God. He did everything that God told him to do. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded him. Okay, I'm trying to give me. Okay, let's see what I can do in 5 minutes. Okay, I got to write the scripture down. Go to Joshua, amen, chapter number 11. Okay, write the scripture down. And I want you to go to verse 15. Okay, now let's read it for yourself. All right? Because everything I say, I can back up with the word. I just don't have time to back up every statement I make with the word. But you got to see this right here. Joshua 11:15. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua. And so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. My God, sookie, sookie, sookie. Woo! My God. Oh, my God. What a beautiful day, beloved, when we stand before Jesus and know that we did everything that God had called us to do. God, I did it. I messed up the first time, God, but thank you for helping me to go back and get that thing right. Oh, God, I was a little slowful in the beginning, God, because you know I was a little fearful, but thank you for helping me to overcome my fear. Father God, amen, I tried to please you. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done, my good and faithful servant. Woo! Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When we didn't allow our family and our neighbors and our enemies and the devil to talk us out of, amen, being obedient to what God was calling us to do. We shall be rewarded, amen, for our obedience and our service and our sacrifice to the Lord's kingdom. Because it's only what we do for Christ is going to last anyhow, anyhow, anyhow. My God, sookie, sookie, sookie. I'm preaching myself happy. Okay, now this is my question to you as I close this morning. Beloved, do you want to prosper? Huh? No, let me check with so-and-so. No, 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 no. I we ain't asking so-and-so. We asking you. Do you want to prosper? Yeah, I want to prosper. Okay? Even the greatest of the chiefest of the sinner want to prosper. All right? Then God makes it very, very easy. It's so easy, beloved. We overlook it. All we have to do, amen, is go back to our scripture this morning, Joshua 1 and 8. This is how you prosper. All right, let's read it one last time. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people. God, beloved, somebody lying. Let me tell you who it's not. Beloved, if you want to prosper, saturate your heart and mind with the word until it is an integral part of your life. I mean, where the word comes oozing out of you. See, next time you hit your toe, amen, you won't say that four-letter word, S-H-I-T. Ooh, that hurt. No, next time you hit your toe, you say, oh, bless the Lord. Huh? In you. And you saturate it with the word. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that was within me, where you would normally cuss somebody out, you blessing them. Why? Because that's all you got in you. You, love, even the devil come up against you. Amen. You giving him the word. When you get, amen, a news, amen, and that something went down, amen, you're giving the word. Amen. Hallelujah. The word is in you. Glory be to God. If the word is in you, it's the only thing coming out of you. It's like saturating that meat. I like to saturate my meat and marinate my meat before I cook it. So when I cook my meat, amen, the juices come running out. You want the juice of God's word to come running out of you because you basing yourself in God's word, the meditation of his word day and night. And when the devil try to come up upon you, the only thing he's going to get is the word, the blood of Jesus. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Meditate on God's word day and night, saints. God told Joshua, when you do this, you will be blessed. Stay in God's word until it becomes a part of your life. Speak God's promises into your circumstances. Do not allow words of fear, worry, or doubt to come in, out of your mouth. And when you have the word embedded deeply into your spirit, then the words that come out of your mouth will be based upon the word of God. Because you know what, beloved? Your mouth only reveals what's in your heart. You need to start listening to what's coming out of some people's mouths. Oh, no, they didn't mean that. Yes, they did mean it. Yes, they did mean it. That's why they said it. I was just Joshua. No, you were just revealing what's in your heart, baby. Read the scriptures. It'll tell you. They're the things that come out of a man's heart. Amen. That's the real person. Amen. That's what Maya Angelou said. When somebody reveals to you who they are, believe them. Jesus said this, beloved. In St. John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Isn't that a promise? Isn't that a heck of a promise? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, if we are one, if you are in agreement with me, if you are obedient to me, God said, then you ask me for what you want, baby girl, baby boy. It is my pleasure to give it to you. I ain't going to deny you because I ain't going to deny me. I can't deny myself. He said, what you want? Because Jesus said, I can, Jesus, you know why Jesus can do that? Because he already know where your heart at. He already know your heart is right. He already know you love him. He's first. He already know you're seeking first the kingdom of God. So he don't have no problems answering your prayers, spiritual or natural. Because he know that you ain't going to get wrapped up into this natural stuff, this worldly stuff. It's just temporal. If you want some worldly goods, God will give it to you. He don't care. He know that you're not going to put that before him. He just know you're going to use that to show him off. So now you can testify of what God did for you. Because you was obedient. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, they ain't living nothing. And they doing okay. Guess what? They racking that all up for you. Baby, when the wicked look like they prospering, don't be mad. okay? Because some of them living off their grandmother's prayers, their great-grandmother's prayer. They had people that was praying for them, all right? But guess what? All that they racking up, the God said the wealth of the wicked is going to be transferred to the just. They working for you. Tell them to put in a little overtime this week. Baby, it's about to be a transfer of wealth. Either you believe it or you don't. Beloved, as you align your life with God's word and walk in obedience to it, you will prosper and be blessed. You will ask and it shall be done. And this is a promise that you can prove God on. So how did we sum this up, beloved? Hallelujah. Nothing undone is our subject. When there's nothing undone, you do what God's calling you to do, even if you don't want to do it. You do it anyway because God said so. And you get your attitude straight. You get your face straight and get your heart straight and say, God, I'm doing this as unto you. And then alignment and obedience equals prosperity and blessing. That's how the Holy Spirit showed me this morning. Our alignment with his word, our obedience to his word and his desire equals prosperities and blessings. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, whatever you ask for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for, oh, happy day. Whatever you pray for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved, repeat after me on this morning. I take hold of the key to prosperity. I align my life with God's word and walk in obedience to it. God has bound himself to me by his word. None of his promises will ever fail. I will prosper and be blessed. I am prospered and I am blessed. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father, we thank you for speaking to our spirit. My God, thank you for that B12 shot, Father. Boosting us up, Father, helping us to examine ourselves. Father, to see where we come short, what needs to be realigned in our lives, where we just need to straighten up a little bit, Father, and stop making excuses for living in disobedience and just give you what you want and give you all you want, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And we say thank you that we cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated in Jesus' name. All right, saints, glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God as it has come forth. Amen, hallelujah. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Let us continue to pray. Amen, and give God all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Seems like there's some announcements I need to be making, and I can't think what it is right now because I'm too high in the spirit, amen, to even think about it. But I promise you I'll make a note, amen, put it in my books, and I'll make sure that you get all the full announcements, amen, in Jesus' name. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. Glory be to God, amen. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, amen, and you decide to sow a seed, amen, hallelujah, into the soil, amen, of God's word. You're sowing into the word, amen, hallelujah. That's what brings the multiplication, amen. There's several ways that you can do that. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, amen, and you can sow there. Hit the connect button. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461-461 Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And to God be praised. Amen. If you gave your life to Jesus, amen, we want to hear about it. Amen. Just send us out a little email. Give us a call. Put a letter in the mail. Let us know you gave Jesus your life. Amen. Our email is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We just want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. And amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Nothing undone. Some of you songwriters need to use that and write a song. Matter of fact, I may help because I feel some lyrics coming on that one. We're going to call the name of the song, Nothing Undone. Ooh, my God, I feel the angels singing. Holly, everybody have a good day. Amen. I love you. Amen. Pass out free to amen. Side of y'all. Amen. Blessings, oh, blessings, oh, blessings. Amen, 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 and amen.
ask for in faith, my child, whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. It shall saith the Lord.